For the beginning, yes, five. Sila and Adisila. For to reach the Adisila, what I'm saying exactly that. To reach the higher level of Sila, Adisila.
So it's
you
not
need the input from the up down.
It's not ordinary Sila.
From the up down, the inputs.
Up where?
The Samadhi and Pinya. Samadhi and Pinya supports the Sila. Sila supports the Samadhi and Pinya.
How?
Without Sila, you cannot have any further development.
And how do you know you have Sila? When, let's say, any of the Sila arise, how do you know that you have Sila?
Well, there's one of the opportunity for abstinence.
Okay.
I abstain.
Uh-huh.
Then I have Sila.
Okay. And you know that, you can recognize that.
Yes.
Okay.
Can we say that when it's referring to Sila as foundation or Samadhi and Panya, it's referring just to Adisila, just to the purity Chetasikas?
I think that before we can talk more about anything, what about the question, what is it? From the very beginning, even the word Sila, actually, in reality, what is it? The Rupa doesn't have any Sila, right? So it has to be the Nama, Citta and Cetasika only. And in Tipitaka, there are three kinds of Sila. Another way to explain, the Akusala Sila, the Kusala Sila, and the Apayagata Sila, all three. Because actually, Sila concerns the conduct of the Kusala Citta and Akusala Citta. For example, if it's only very slight attachment or aversion, no manners of speech or deeds yet, who knows about that? So when it's very coarse, Sila in the sense of the conduct of Kusala Citta and Akusala Citta, that's why there are Kusala Sila and Akusala Sila and Apayagata Sila. And the Buddha taught in details about everything, like even the movement of the body, the hand or the foot, by Akusala Citta is Akusala Sila. Mm-hmm. And when it's Kusala Citta, it is Kusala Sila. Even the reaching out of the hand or whatever happens. Very, very details about that. So when we talk about the Akusala Citta in daily life as Akusala Sila, it doesn't harm or hurt anyone else at all. But when in the old days, when the monk did something which is not the way it should for monkhood, the Buddha said that should this be done by monks in the right way, so there are Vinaya from that time on, to know what is the strong akusala that shouldn't be done by monks. But for lay people, it depends. Five is not easy at all to observe for lay people, but it doesn't mean that lay people couldn't have more kusala sila. While one is reading about Vinaya and one sees the advantages of the right manners from kusala citta, that person can follow, and these are the etiquettes or politeness that is known. So when one knows about the meaning of Kusala Sila, Akusala Sila, and Apayagata, one can see why there are 227 rules for monks because of the different Akusala level. So when we understand this, we know what Sila is. And when we know more about the development of understanding, it has to be Kusala Citta. That's why the Kusala Citta is the foundation, or the Sila is the foundation, but it has to be with Panya. Otherwise, it cannot condition higher, or Atit Sila, Atit Citta, and Atit Panya.
What is the example for Apayagata Sila?
For Arahata only.
Oh. Yeah. So, when it refers to the foundation, it's referring to any kusala, but with panya, which will lead to the adisila, which can only arise with satipatthana. So it's not the foundation, it's not just referring to virati, chetasikas, but to any kusala at all with panya.
To the path, adisila, adicitta, and adipanya.
Yeah.
It does mean that the path doesn't have the sila.
No.
But there is,
even when there are no purity chaitya seekers arising, there is sila, there is salvation because of kusala. And when we refer to indriya samvara sila, guarding of the senses, is this referring only to moments of satipatthana or any kusala? Because at any kusala there is a guarding.
It depends, because in some suttas it talk more about the seven indriya samvara in different ways.
Yes, so it depends on the context.
Well, it's the first time for me to hear kusala sila, akusala sila. It's the first time.
There's a sutta which refers to akusala sila. I've read it, but I've forgotten where it is.
Kiramachimanikaya.
Can sampapalapa be akusala gamapata?
If it hurts the other intentionally.
Okay, because there are other aspects of the speech where it is specifically harm to somebody else.
When it's akusala kamma, the intention to harm the
other. Okay.
Also, Han has been describing how he and many people in Burma have the habit of using beads for recollection. And
using
prayer beads,
1, 2, 3.
Yes, to recollect on the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha, and as an aid to wholesome concentration, I think. And he asked if we have any comments. Do you have any comments?
What about the Buddha's time?
Buddha's time? I don't know whether they use their prayer, but we are using in Burma, a lot of us, many of us, monks also, laymen also.
Like tradition?
Like tradition, yes.
What about the understanding of using it?
Understanding? Understanding, it depends on which one you reflect.
Yes, but can it be applied to writing the sutta? To me, I don't just want to follow any tradition without any understanding. When you ask about a bed?
Beads. I think also sometimes people think that something like this is an aid to wholesome or kusala concentration, but again it comes back to
aiding the loba or what? Because when there is no panya, there is loba. Wanting something.
Yes, there is a loba. You do this for something in return. Either protection or something.
Yes. Or for some good result or something.
Sometimes you see so much constantly, you're like, oh, help.
You know what's the best help is?
I listen more and I try to understand more, but...
Only panya is the
and
best
so
help.
I understand that, but I find myself lately just saying, oh, help. It's total bombardment constantly every day, and you see it, and you see it. Just when there's an overwhelming feeling of giving in to whatever, it's happening constantly, not understanding and not being aware, and it's so meaningless, and I'm so involved in it, and you just say, oh, you don't know what to do. And I find myself saying, oh, sure do I, but I don't mean anybody physically to help me with whatever. It's just all this enjoying.
What does the Thai expression mean, Choi Dui?
Help me. And I listen to your teachings constantly, every morning, every night. I don't have TV, so rather than turning on music, I turn on Ajahn's Dhamma, so I go through the MP3. It helps to be in the present a lot if I'm not thinking of other things at the same time I'm listening.
What about it's Dhamma?
Ha. Mm-hmm. Which helps to be less scared, but when that overwhelming feeling comes up, I'm like, oh,
it's Dhamma again.
This is a sutta which is like many that are often quoted here from Anguttara on the benefits of virtue, on the benefits of sila. This is from a message of Hans to someone else who had quoted it, and it talks about a sequence of benefit of kusala sila, leading to non-remorse, gladness, joy, serenity, happiness, concentration,
And then knowledge and vision of things as they really are, yata bhuta jnana dasana, vipassana and dispassion, knowledge and vision. And Han's comment at the end was that the sutta confirms the statement that the Buddha teaches that virtue or emotional stability is a precondition for concentration, is a precondition for wisdom.
Would you like to give any
what
comments?
Kind of sila? Any kind or what kind?
Yeah, kusala sila. Yeah.
But there are many levels of kusala.
Yeah.
Kusala.
Kusala sila.
With panya or kusala without panya.
It doesn't say anything. To say that from kusala sila goes to non-remorse, avipatitara.
Avipatisara.
Then to pamosa, then to piti and so on. Mm-hmm.
With panya or without panya.
Doesn't say. Jnana has come later, but yeah.
I think that Khunsu Chin's point, which she was stressing when we were talking about sila's foundation, is that it must be sila with panya, otherwise it can never lead to adi citta or adi panya. It can never lead to yata bhuta jnana dasana if it's not sila with panya. So even though it doesn't say with panya, the meaning is that it has to be sila with panya, otherwise okay. It cannot be abhisila. Otherwise, like in the other sutta about on the five wise reflections, how can it lead to the path if it's not reflection with panya?
Can you give me an example of kusala sila without panya?
What about at the moment of just abstaining from drinking, or at the moment of giving, there is sila, but not necessarily any understanding of realities. Like someone may, just because they've been taught or by their habit, they may abstain from hurting an ant, for example, but when they abstain from hurting an ant, it may just be their habit or because they've been taught this is the way to behave. But not necessarily any understanding of the akusala involved in hurting an ant, which they abstain from at that moment.
In any other religions, they tell you to abstain from these things too, without panya. Also, because they don't understand the moment of giving, you have the samadhi at the same time when there's a kusala action with understanding.
You see, I'm confused because at the back of a lot of vipassana books, they give you a list of defilements of insight. For example, I asked my teacher, why is wanting to become a monk a defilement of insight? Or why is wanting to give money to a monastery or something a defilement of insight? And he said, because an enlightened person just gives. If you just do it, then the self doesn't come into it at all. The point is that for unenlightened people, when we give to people on the street, there's often a lot of, should I give this? Is this person going to go and buy a drink with the money? Or is this person... But my understanding is that an enlightened person just gives and lets go and then moves on. It seems to me that the most wholesome things that I do are the things that I don't think about, you know, the things that become automatic, the things that you do automatically. That's why they're wholesome, because there is no thinking involved, should I do this, or you do something that's wholesome.
I'd like to know whether there is panya or not, just the matter of panya, not just the story.
In a case where you act very quickly because, say, somebody is in danger or something like that, isn't that wisdom already? No, isn't it?
They just want to do good, even sometimes without common sense. They can't swim, but they're jumping in to help somebody else who's drowning, and then somebody else has to throw in the buoy. But good intention.
So, is Ajahn, is that where the panya comes in the intention?
I think that kusala sila, akusala sila, and avayakata sila are daily life. It doesn't mean that the one who has panya do not eat, do not walk, do not help, but with what kind of citta. Ordinary people don't know anything about kusala with panya. So they have just kusala sila without panya. But for the one who understands reality, can do anything with right understanding. It doesn't mean that person will not help anyone at all. But citta at moment of helping can be different level of kusala. The eating manner or the sitting is the same, but panya can be there depending on the individual's accumulation. While the Buddha was eating and his disciple was eating, and while the Puthujana were eating, different cittas, but the manners are the same, eating.
Perhaps we can also say the same for the counting the beads, the same it can be with panya
and that. Why? How?
Because it may just be
habits,
habit, yes.
Tradition.
Tradition. We do so many things out of tradition.
I think that it depends, because someone would like just to follow the traditions, but some would like to know the core or main understanding of that manners too.
Mostly the tradition.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know.
But there has to be also an idea that it has some benefit or value, otherwise one just wouldn't do it out of tradition. A tradition is something that one does for the sake of maintaining the tradition, but something like counting beads, there needs to be the idea that it's going to produce something, otherwise one wouldn't do it.
Can we not also say that when one is doing sila, whatever kind of sila, that one at least is thinking of other people rather than oneself, which is better than thinking of oneself?
It depends on the subject you are reflecting. Mm. If you are reflecting the attributes of the Buddha, then you are reflecting the Buddha himself.
Okay, if there is a bead here, and what are you going to do with that?
Bead?
Yeah. Touching
it? If I recollect the Buddha's attributes, I would say Arahan.
I see. Arahan, like no understanding.
Arahan. With understanding.
Arahan.
The meaning of the Arahan, I must understand.
But at what moment, what is the understanding of Arahan?
Understanding of Arahan?
Yes.
Is that the Buddha has eradicated all the defilements?
Thinking. Thinking about his virtues?
Thinking about his virtues.
By one word, Arahan.
Yes.
But lots of virtues from that word.
Mainly three things from Arahan. There may be many, but main things are three. One is the eradication of defilements. Second, the Buddha will not do any evil things even where other people cannot see. Then the third one is he is worthy of.
And without awareness and right understanding, can there be the understanding of citta at that very moment?
Understanding will be there.
We assume that it is kusala at moment of touching and saying Arahan.
Yes.
Anyone can say the word Arahan.
Yes.
Can we guarantee that at that moment it is kusala citta?
Well, it depends on individual.
So it depends on the individual.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that when we speak Arahan, and then it's kusala citta.
Even the same person, the kusala citta may not arise all the time.
So at the moment of doing this, without right understanding and awareness, one cannot say that it's kusala.
Yes, that I agree. Even the same person, each time he may not have the kusala citta.
And when it's not kusala, can there be panya?
No.
For example, if someone is in the habit, when they get agitated, of reciting the beads, then it's not kusala, is it?
No, I agree with you.